U.S. soybean exports were a record for fiscal year 2014, up 17% in value and over 30% in volume.
Last year, we exported over 60% of our soybeans, so it's so important that we have those markets open.
U.S. Soybean Export Council Chair Laura Fell of Iowa says as growers are harvesting another record crop, it's important to keep that momentum going.
Growers were thinking, I need to make sure that I have a product that is a great product that my end users want and that we have a supply. And so that's what the growers are thinking. And then we at USEC, our goal is to make sure that we are working with our customers and end users overseas to make sure the trade issues, the technical servicing, trade servicing, that we can help meet their needs with U.S. soy. I think the future's going to be bright. I think we've got markets, and I think we've made those relationships. And that's so important when you're in trade, is to have those relationships. And I think we've been doing a great job making sure that our customers have the product that they need to fit their needs.
Fell says because customers of U.S. soy are increasingly demanding sustainable sourcing, the council is committed to ensuring and documenting that every link in the supply chain operates sustainably.
One of the things in sustainability, I like to divide it into three areas: environment, economic, and social. Now, environmentally, we've been through the USDA. We have had 75 years of conservation laws and practices on the books since the Dust Bowl. And so when we sign up for the farm program, we have to make sure that we're abiding by our farm plan, so that we're not farming highly erodible plants. We're keeping cover crops. We're having waterways. That's why we're environmentally sustainable. Economically sustainable, U.S., we have to be profitable and it to be sustainable, or farmers wouldn't grow the crop. And socially, by growing soybeans, we're being great humanitarians by having that protein source to feed not only livestock and aquaculture, but also humans as well.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.